It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another edition of Opinions Matter, the daily podcast where we discuss topics that are in the news and also topics that are raised by you guys. Every single day, we ask you to contact us and send in topics that you think we should talk about. And today's topic, well, it's a belter. It really is. I didn't think in this day and age that people still felt this way. And it's a topic all to do with, to do with childcare, isn't it, really? And who does the job of childcare?
Sorry.
Now, yes, just for clarity, Katie is a working mom, mm-hmm. has always been a working mom.
Yes.
You took maternity leave.
Yeah, I took a bit of extra time because I didn't have a choice at the time.
Yeah, but you were now a working mother, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. There's a man who contacted us, yeah, who will judge you and is judging you.
Okay.
And what you do know what it's about. His name is Ken. And I want to read out the message that Ken... Sorry, his name isn't Ken. It's Luigi, actually. And here is the message that Luigi sent to us. And you can send us a topic that you want discussed at any stage on 085-825-2626. 085-825-2626. And here's what Luigi says. Sorry, Ken has sent another message about this as well. You asked for topics, so here is one. Why bother having babies just to hand them over to strangers in creches to mind? Women having babies and then dumping them after 6 months, missing out on all the first steps, why bother? It's like saving up and buying a new car and then letting someone else drive it. I like that example, actually. My office is beside a creche, so I see this all the time. Babies and toddlers being dropped off for hours on end. Why can't these mothers stay at home and be actual mothers? I've three, and my wife gave up work after they were born. We made it work. Be a mother to your children, ladies. Stay at home and do what's natural. By the way, my wife totally agrees with me, and that is from Luigi. And as I said, we often ask you to send us in topics that we should debate, and Luigi did. And he's after causing quite a stir, hasn't he? And we haven't even spoken to one caller yet. What do you make of that? Is that attitude back in the 60s?
It is. Like, I just don't understand how people can nowadays still... Like, oh, look, obviously, you know, your kids are the most important thing, but there's nothing wrong with having your own thing as well. Like, I love being able to get up and go to work every day and having something that's outside the home.
Why do so many mothers suffer from creche guilt? Have you ever heard of creche guilt?
You see, that's... Okay, so that's where this is slightly different for me. I don't have to use a creche. I'm very, very lucky that we use grandparents.
Like ourselves. Yeah, like ourselves. My kids have never been in a creche.
My kids are with grandparents. So it's very, very, very easy for me to sit here and say, you know, I love being able to go to work. But if I had to leave my kids in a creche, I would hate that.
So
I would hate it. I'd cry, I think, going into work every single morning because I worked in a creche. Before you took me in off the streets and gave me my shot at a radio.
Yes.
I worked in a Montessori. Well,
you
I
did.
Was I was doing a bit of Montessori.
A very well-known creche.
I worked in a couple of the well-known ones.
And some of the stories you told me, Jesus.
Oh, Christ. Jesus. Like, and I know they're not all like that, but I could tell you some stories here now, like of stuff I saw. Oh my God. And parents are paying a small fortune, so regardless of how much a parent is spending.
So do you agree with what he's saying? And to be honest with you, he's getting a lot of grief. And there's other men we're going to talk to on this podcast who agree with him. He's getting an awful lot of grief. All he's saying is that the job of a mother is to mother the children. Is that a bad thing to say?
No, because then it makes out, he's making out that once you become a parent, your only job is being a mother. That should be your sole purpose in life.
Well, at least until they go to school. That's what he's saying. Until they get to school age, yeah, that then you can literally go back to work.
You see, I to a point I get what he's saying. I finish work at midday every day. I'm gone by 12. So I can be there to watch my kids coming out in their leanas. And my highlight of every day is my kids coming out of school. Because I don't get to see them in the morning.
Yeah.
Because I go so early. So I don't get to see them in the morning. That's the highlight of my day. If I was working a full day, that would be very hard. And from the working in the creche side of things, I used to see parents who'd come and their kids would come at 7 o'clock in the morning. They'd be the first there and the last picked up at 7 o'clock in the evening. And you know that they're just going home. They've had their dinner in creche. They're going home to be put into their jammies and be put into bed.
So in that situation, what is the point in having a baby?
It's hard because parents also have to work, and it's a tough one. But
well, Luigi's was able to make it work with three kids.
Not everybody can make it
work. A man can get a second job.
Not everybody can make it work. Ah, for a second job, but then what? So your partner then is burnt out and has zero quality of life, so that everybody else can.
Okay, we'd like to hear from you. Is Luigi stuck in the dark ages? He thinks that once a woman should have or starts having babies, they should give up work at least until the point that they start going to school, and then you can slowly go back.
Now,
to
like
work.
I also think being a stay-at-home mother for I've done both. I was at home with both my kids when we were made redundant, in 98, and it's so hard. I've seriously got the utmost respect for a mother or father who chooses to stay at home, because it's there's no thanks for it, and it's very hard. It's mentally and physically draining. It's the most difficult job, yet the most rewarding, you could say. But the amount of people here commenting saying that even the women who want to stay at home, then it's not. Glenn Doyle here on Facebook saying it's not a real job being a stay at home mother.
Jesus, really? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
This episode of Opinions Matter is supported by Shopify.
Every great podcast or business starts with an idea, but the what ifs usually follow right behind. You start questioning if you can actually build a site or if you can handle the marketing and the logistics on your own. That feeling of being overwhelmed is just part of the process. You need a platform that makes the impossible feel very doable, and that platform is Shopify.
Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world, helping turn big ideas into real-life brands. If you're worried about design, Shopify is ready-to-go templates make it easy to build a beautiful online store. If you need a hand, their AI tools can help write product descriptions, enhance images, and even generate discounts.
And if people haven't heard about your brand yet, Shopify makes it simple to run email and social campaigns to reach new customers. Plus, their award-winning 24/7 support is always there if you get stuck. So stop asking what if and start asking why not.
So turn those dreams into and give them the best shot at success with Shopify. Sign up for your €1 per month trial at shopify.ie. That's shopify.ie, and see what you can build with Shopify by your side. Colm, what do you think of this?
Well, I think people should mind their own business, really. I mean, if the kids are happy and healthy, who cares who's at home and who's at work? You know, like my parent, now she works and I stay at home. Sometimes I want to pull my hair out. You know what I mean? It's stressful. But and some people like yourself, Jeremy, would probably say, fucking get yourself into work. But who's going to employ me after 22 years on drugs? I don't have a CV. I've never had a CV in my life. I've never had a few things that these employers might want. So the option is I stay at home, get the kids ready to go to school, and she goes to earn the money. She's the one with the paperwork and the certs. You know, she worked hard as a young person, not like myself.
First of all, I think the job you're doing is very important. I think being a parent is the most important job because you're actually raising your raising.
Oh
your
yeah,
children.
This nothing comes before your job as a parent or your priority being your kids.
I also get where you're coming from. When there's days that I've had to stay at home to mind the kids, I do want to pull what bit of hair I have left out of my head because they absolutely wreck. No. So I completely admire the route you're after taking, and as you're saying, you didn't have a choice because of your addiction issues. So do you believe that one parent should stay at home to raise children from a young age?
I do believe so, yes. And I don't believe the mother is more important than the father. It doesn't matter as long as someone's present. Like I've got a bit of guff off family members saying, get back to work while the kids are in school. The kids are in school right now. But the amount of times I was on the bus on the way to do a meeting, like an AA meeting or an NA meeting, or just to go out and engage with services, I'd get a call from the school saying, can you come, she's after getting a bit upset, can you come and collect her? So I felt a little bit toyed down by that. But, you know, and then some people say that's just excuses. But generally speaking, they need someone that's at home, getting the place ready for them, and there at a moment's notice to be called if there's something wrong.
Yeah, but that's not the reality for many people, though. That's the unfortunate thing, Colm. You're in a very lucky position that you guys can do that. A lot of couples and a lot of families can't. It's just not an option financially. It's just not viable.
Yes, and I just want to add that I reside in England. I'm not in Dublin, so, you know, I don't want to contradict myself, you know. I wouldn't know what it's like to try and rent and pay a mortgage and get to work and all that in Dublin now. I'm in England, a bit different over here, you know.
No, but the thing is, a lot of these parents, Colm, who are dropping their kids off at creches for hours on end, it probably would make more sense for them to give up work because of the amount of...
Yeah, but some people don't want to give up their identity, and some people feel like if they give up something they've worked very hard to get to that point. I feel like if I gave up my career to stay home, I would be giving up a piece of myself. I can do both. I can be mammy and Katie. Do you know what I mean? And that's... I think it's healthy as well.
And what
to have both.
What are people saying to you, Colm? It's time to get... Like, what age are your kids?
Well, I'm stepdad. I will say I'm getting married now in 6 months. I met a lovely English woman.
Ah, brilliant. Congratulations.
And 2.5 years clean. Just wanted to add that in. But I'm very much restricted. Like, you know, the people I deal with in the job centre, they've told me, calm down. We don't want to force you back into employment and jeopardise your recovery. So they're saying we could get you to sign on 4 days a week, or we could get you to push you to go into this course. But I'm lucky. This man said to me, I'm going to give you some time to get your life back on track and be there for your new family. So my case might be a bit different. I understand that. But just getting back to what Katie said, my partner was a mother, almost a stay-at-home mother for a very long time. So when I came along, it was her opportunity to get back into the workforce and feel good about herself and use the qualifications she had.
I think you're absolutely, you know? I think you're brilliant, Colm. And I said this to you the last time you were on. First of all, to overcome a drug and alcohol addiction, fair play to you. But secondly, you're getting your act together. And thirdly, you are at home minding kids that you have taken on, if that's the right expression to use, that you've taken on. They're not your biological children. They are your children now, pretty much. And they will be when you marry their mother. But the fact that you were raising those children and have taken them on, fair play. You're some man. Isn't he some man?
Thanks.
No, you are. We need more. That's a proper man.
Because there's dads, biological dads who won't stay home with their own.
No,
biological
don't give a fuck about their kids.
Blood.
That's a real man.
That is a real man. Commendable.
Thanks, Colm. Maybe go to Jason. How are you, Jason? A woman's place is in the home once the babies are born. Do you agree or disagree?
Jeremy, it'd be great if somebody could stay at home with their children. It's meant to be a home for your child. It's meant to be, as that man said there, somewhere if they're in trouble, they can get there or you can get to know there's somebody there. As Katie said, the saddest part is seeing young babies being dropped off the creche. It's sad that we live in that society. I was brought up in a mama home. It was great. My kids are being brought up in a mama home. It's absolutely amazing. I know it's not for everybody. Some people, though, it is a life choice. Some people, it's not. But some people, it is. They're just their Instagram babies, as I call them. A nice big house, a nice flashy car, a flashy kid for Saturday and Sunday, and then back off to school, which is back into the creche. I mean, you only have them for a couple of years. If you could put it off till they could literally tell you if they're okay. I mean, you're putting your babies into creches. My daughter worked in a creche a long time ago. She got over it. And as soon as she had her first child, she gave up. She would not put her child into a creche. And that's coming from somebody who
Yeah, Jay, do you know what? I said a few minutes ago, I used to work in one. If I didn't have the lucky situation I'm in that I have grandparents there, I would absolutely not have put my kids in a creche until my daughter was at least four. My youngest, my daughter was at least four, and my son, and they could talk to me, because there's no, after seeing what goes on behind the doors of creches.
Okay, but Jay,
you imagine putting a man into a creche, you know, that's right away. That'll just open up another hornet's nest. But no, they're your most precious pet employee thing that you have. You know, me and Lorraine make it work. We cut out on the frills and our lives, because we decided to give it all to our kids. You know, that's why we give all our time, all our effort. And the rain is the brains of our operation. The rain's what keeps it all ticking over. You know that way?
Does she ever miss, though, Jay?
She did at the start. Yeah. She wouldn't go out. And come here, I think there was a survey done a couple of years ago, I think it was on one of the dinner shows, and 7 out of 10 mothers who went to work said that they would rather be at home with their kids. Cork's not a great place in any way. I mean, we all know that. You're staying away from somebody bloody else.
Okay, but it managed to work for you. Not everybody has that luxury.
I said that, and not everybody has grandparents. We won't even mention you. I'm going to leave you out of this. We're not going to make this all about Mr. Dixon today.
No.
We'll get the free child line and look down on everybody else. But we leave that to one side.
So who says it's free? Who says it's free?
You did. On a podcast a couple of years ago, I tore you up over it. So let's not rehash that.
Well, let's say things may have changed.
I'm delighted. The woman deserves to be paid. They're not paying her enough, God bless her.
No, but what I'm saying is, you make out that it's a walk in the park, that it's easy for a woman to get home. It's not.
No, it's not. You should have had Myla Ryan when I got home on a Friday. She looks ready to fucking kill me and burst. But that's the sacrifice.
It's not only about the work you're doing with the kids. It's also the lack of social life when you're staying at home with kids. Your life literally revolves, unless you have other mammies nearby with kids the same age that you're. Like, it's very antisocial. It's hard.
No, completely. You need to be around adults.
As in Lorraine must be, by the time you get home on a Friday evening or whatever, she must be very kind of mad for some adult company.
And then Jay comes home and there's no adult company. But Jay, what the original message that came in from Luigi, yeah, where he was quite judgmental and he said...
Sounds Italian, so he sounds like he comes from a strong Christian family background where that is expected. And come here, let's call a spade a spade. Things were a lot better when our mammies were at home and we came home from school because we knew there was somebody there and life was a lot better. I don't care what anybody fucking says.
So you right?
The kids weren't home with the sheets. The kids weren't as feral as they are fucking today.
Then you are saying that a new mother's place is in the home. That's what you're saying.
Well, come here, mammies are daddies, but preferably mammies. Definitely mammies.
So a mammy's play.
Mammies give the nurture for the first couple of years of a child's life. And
that
that's
is
what a
true.
Child needs.
Mammies do give something that most dads don't.
Right? Daddies can't, okay? Daddies give them up and fumble and teach them about the big bad fucking world that's out there. That's the daddy's job. A daddy's job is to go out there and protect his fucking family. Make sure his wife wants for nothing and his kids want for nothing. And he's the last one to get anything. That's what a real daddy does.
No, that's caveman. That's caveman talk.
That's caveman. No, that's why he's the caveman to look after your family, Jeremy. Do you want to teach them to a crash, get them over to the government, and then they all end up in fucking therapy? That's not caveman, Jeremy. I'm looking after my family.
No, I'm saying this kid, man go out, man feeds children.
No, man go out. I didn't say it like that, did I? I didn't say it like that. It's my job to make sure my family is safe. They're my family. I'm not turning over my family to somebody else. Who looks after your family?
Well, we both work. Myself and myself.
You both work. So who looks after your kids? Give them to somebody else.
Grandparents.
See, me and Lorraine both work as well, okay? Lorraine looks after me and the kids and runs their operation, which is our home, because that's where our money comes in. So we're generating our income and our wealth through our home, yeah? So when our kids check off, we'll have a few quid there. Lorraine can go back to work if she wants. But she's controlling our, if you know what I mean, Jeremy. Like, take our home as a business. There's six of us in it. So therefore, she has to make sure that we're all fed, clothed, washed, clothed, and nobody dies. I have to go out and make sure all the bills are paid, the food is on the table, the house is kept. You know what has to be done? And that's not caveman. That's called life. My dad done it. My grandfather done it. I'm sure your father done it, Jeremy. So there's no caveman. It's called looking after your family.
I do see when I'm collecting my kids from school every day, the local creche bus pulls up and all the kids are... going onto the bus and they're shut down, and I'm sure the kids are happy out and the care they're getting is perfect, but it's just not the same as your mammy or daddy being there waiting for you.
Yeah, and then RT shows you a documentary of what's really going on in the fucking creche. No, and then you can see the kids all running home with their friends, and as you said, the kids all with the creche name on their little high-vis is getting onto the bus looking out the window.
I kind of feel bad for them. You see the little junior infants getting carted off into the bus. I'm like, aww.
Jesus, you lads, well, the only thing you're doing here is you're causing creche guilt to mothers.
We're having an opinions. I know mothers have no option because the price, I know that parents are in a situation where they literally have no choice to keep a roof over their heads.
Do you not think these mothers feel bad enough already without just saying...
This is an opinion show. I'm just saying I do feel bad when I see the kids being carried onto the bus.
Sorry, Katie. Abandoned mothers have to do it when wives are fucking blokes out there run off and leave their kids. You're always talking about them, Jeremy.
Okay.
So I feel a pretty decision to have to do. I really, really do. There should be free, by the way, for them.
I mean, the government, does the government want to rail your kids? No. It should be fucking.
No,
you shouldn't have to give over half your wages to pay another woman to stick her kids in a crèche with strangers so she can walk.
No, I'm sorry. I disagree with you there.
If the government wants us all as slaves, just paying taxes so we can spend the money all over the world except for where it's needed, well, then they can pay to look after your kids.
I do agree with Jay.
I don't want my taxes going on your lifestyle choices.
I do think a child, particularly at the very early stages, the first 3 years, particularly 3 to 4 years, they do benefit from having been at home with their mother. And I genuinely believe that. Nobody can love a child like their own parents.
I know, I agree with
and
that.
And that's just the fact.
But I'm not having my taxes paying for your lifestyle choices to have 6 and 7 kids.
Oh, no. I agree with that too. I agree with you. But what I'm saying is that we can't take away from what Jay is saying, that the best place for a child is with their mother than with a stranger.
Okay, so but what would you say? And I know a woman very well who did this because she's a businesswoman. She runs her own business. She went back to work 2 months after her baby was born, Jay. 2 months.
That's awful.
That's the way she wants. That's, the
that's very kids soon to be leaving a baby, isn't it?
Four kids will grow up, basically. They came out of whore, straight into a crèche. From a crèche, straight into a school, primary school, straight into secondary school. From secondary school, straight into college. From college, straight into work. When did you ever get time to be with our parents? With our mammy and the mammy and the child and daddy and the child? So, you know, and is that what life is now? You just come out, you're into the system, you're in paying your taxes and you fucking die? No way. Just in the relationship we had with my mother before she passed. She had a massive family. She gave up work for our family and there was 50 of us at our funeral.
Ed says, and Ed's coming on next, when I was 2, I started in the crèche and one of the staff there felt like my second mother. And I'm sure she did, but the point is that nobody is the same as being at home with your own mum.
So
when we were made redundant,
the girl I know who went back after, and I can't say what business she's in, but she runs a business, and she went back after 2 months.
Oh, I just think your baby is so small at 2 months, so small. Those first 6 months to a year, they are so important. Like that
she
is
had a business to run though.
Oh, no, I know, but Jesus, 2 months, I don't think I could have, no way. When Clodagh was small, we were obviously made redundant shortly before I was due to go back to work, actually. She was just about to turn 1, and the redundancy couldn't have come at a better time because I wasn't ready to leave her. They're your babies, and I know some people have no choice.
Okay, we're judging.
But no, I'm not judging.
You're judging.
People have no choice. No, I feel sorry for the 2-month-old baby. I'm like, that's so tiny. At 2 months, you're still newborn nearly. It's just so tiny to be away from mammy. Like it's.
But sometimes you need to put bread on the table.
Oh no, I know. And that's what I'm saying. I know the mother has no choice and I understand that, but it's just if, oh God, I don't know. I don't know how she does it because I wouldn't be able to. I'd be a blubbering mess. I wouldn't be able to leave my kids at that size.
Okay, Lee, I'm going to come to you in 1 sec. I'll get back to Jay as well because a couple of people want to talk to him. Don't go away.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Lee, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. I think it's a bit airy-fairy in terms of what we'd like in today's world. And yes, don't get me wrong, as a single parent, I was a blubber mess leaving my child at 3 months. He was the smallest kid in the room. I had no choice. And as for Jay, I'm mam and dad 95% of the time. Dad is present, but I'm doing the role of two parents. So I do take offence and I do feel heavily judged when people in glass houses judge. And don't get me wrong, play to people who can do it, and I'm not taking away from that. But it's hard enough as it is without blanket statements like that. Does that make sense?
That must hard leaving a 3-month-old. I can't even imagine.
But this is what I mean. This is the world we're in. You have to get over it. You have no choice.
That's what I said to Jeremy a few minutes ago. Yeah. Some parents don't have a choice.
I know you did. But I just find it really annoying.
I know. Jay is painting the picture that every family should be like the Waltons. You know what I mean?
That's not the world we live in today.
Well,
that's not the world.
And for you, I don't know your name.
Lee is her name.
Leah,
you should have been supported until your child was at least 3 or 4.
That's not the world we live in. That's airy fairy. That's not the world we live in. And my child is not going to be led down that road to say that that's the world we live in. There's a lot of things in this world that should be done and should be given to us. But there's not.
I'm glad I'm able to do it. I'm glad I'm able to do it for my kids. I'm sorry you're not able to do it for yours. I'm not going to apologize for doing that for my kids.
Well, what's the broader mindset?
Don't be kidding.
Good for you. But that's not the world we live in.
Oh, it's not good for women. It's not about women. It's about your fucking kids. I said whatever parent has to stay at home stays at home. So it's not about women. But ideally, women
are the best. Either single parents. I'm not referring to just women. I'm referring to a single parent, male or female. That's not the world we live in. We do not get to support a single parent.
Isn't it horrible that that's not the world we live in then, isn't it?
And it is, but no, it's not horrible. My child is not feral. He is well-grounded and he understands that man has to sacrifice to provide things.
I'm sure he does. And that's brilliant. And that's absolutely brilliant. And my kids will understand that that is sacrifices. And I taught my kids. I'm teaching my kids another way of life. You know, we don't have different ways of bringing up our kids.
We do. But I'm not saying your way of bringing up your children is wrong. What I'm saying is, with my child, I explained to my child there's different family structures. There's mom and dad that live together. There's two dads that live together raising a child. There's two women that live together raising a child. Some people have less, some people have more than you. That's life.
Jay, I'm not throwing stones at you here, but it's a lot easier when you don't have to pay a mortgage, Jay, as well.
I was waiting for that. That's all you have at me. Come here, we chose. And I've told you this before. We chose a home over bricks and mortar, somewhere where we all just come to count our money.
Not everybody can, Jay. We chose. Not everybody has the luxury of being able to choose. Yes, you can.
Everybody shouting. Sorry, Lee, you come back on first. Sorry, go ahead, Lee.
No, sorry, Jay. Like, my point is, aren't you lucky you had the choice? And Jay, let me finish. I'm not begrudging you of the choice that you had available to you, right? Fair play to you. I don't begrudge anyone. What I'm trying to say is you need to have the mindset that that's your field, that's your area, and you had that choice and your partner did, and fair play to you. But you can't turn around and live in a glass house and say, oh, life should be like this. We should be, you know, looked after. Support should be given. You get on with it and you make it. Let me finish. So I made the situation as a parent. Now, I'm not saying dad isn't present. He is. But I had to fight for a lot of stuff and I had to get back to work when he was only 3 months. And oh my God, I was in tears leaving him. It was the worst thing I had to do, and I'll never forget the day. He was so small, leaving him on a beanbag in the middle of the room in the crash, and he was in there Monday to Friday, and that was it. I had no choice. So I didn't have a choice.
I find it really judgmental
when people come out with these blanket statements.
Let Jay respond to that. Go on, Jay.
Hey, I feel sorry for your situation, as I said.
My son is grounded, and I'm very proud of her situation. I'm delighted for you. But we chose not, okay? We chose that one of us would stay at home and rear our kids.
And we chose that we'd have the money to spend on our kids when they're growing up and not having to worry about a mortgage. Because of the job I'm in, I could be easily injured, killed, or out of work, okay? What happened if I couldn't pay the mortgage? We'd lose the home. Okay, I already had one home, I lost through divorce. I told this to Jeremy before, I had a home before, I got divorced, I lost it. I had a second chance and I decided not to do it to myself again. I decided I'd have a family life instead of just fucking walking and drifting apart. So I'm not looking down on you. I'm saying it's terrible.
No, I'm not looking down on you either, Jay, honestly. Into these big kid factories.
So mammy and daddy can go out and just make money so them fuckers in the doll can squander on projects all around the world that ain't benefiting the Irish. That's what I'm getting at. Jay, my point is, you don't have a choice, and that's the way the country has gone. And that's the world we live in. And again, sorry, Lee, for a second.
I'm not having to go, Joe. I'm just saying, if you were paying a mortgage, because you're in social housing, you're not paying a mortgage. If you were paying 2,200 or 2,300 a month,
like myself. I have a fully fledged mortgage in Wales.
I had one before. Remember,
we're not talking about before.
Like I'm a fucking child, Jeremy. Don't talk down to me like I'm a child.
I'm not
I decided I didn't want to do it again. Remember, I told you me life fell apart, and I ended up at nothing. Yeah, do you think I want to put myself through that fucking ringer again? It nearly killed me. So no, I made a choice to be a father and to be home more often and have the wife
But hang on, Jay.
So that's it. That's the choice. So don't try and put me down and say, don't pay your fucking mortgage.
Jay, nobody is trying to put you down, Jay. And fair play, you had the choice.
But Jay, if everybody in the country made that choice, that same choice, if everybody said, like,
guess what, there wouldn't be rich bankers.
Who would pay for everyone to stay at home?
Our taxes. It's what do you mean stay at home? I mean, we were able to have families.
Sorry, I'll explain what I mean by that comment.
Back in the 60s and 50s, 60s and 70s, when we were building more social housing than we needed, everybody had a home. Mammy was at home, daddy was out walking. Then we were sold into Can I finish this? The only reason it's not today is because we have convinced people that having property and money is the be end and end all of everything. And the only people getting rich out of this are bankers, investors, solicitors.
But you still need a roof over your head, Jay. People still need to live.
Did we not house people during the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s? Like, there were six of us in a house. And my mom and dad had a house. So they went off
Jay, things aren't like that anymore.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
not
the same. My family. That's the way my family was, and they could do it then,
because
but not now.
Yes.
No, not the, it's not it a now? Choice. But There's why? Not always a why? Choice.
Why? Because we stole.
Okay,
we
I'll give you an example.
Jake. Two cars. He sold us a dream. Two cars, three holidays. Mommy,
Jay,
daddy,
it's not a dream. Believe me. Working hard Monday to Friday and crying half the time because you have to work rather than making your kids game. This is not my dream. This is providing.
They didn't tell you that when they were selling you that mortgage that this is going to break your heart. What I'm saying is, I knew that before. And now I'm living a better life.
Okay, but Jay, supposing that you are living a better life, Jay, and you're living in a beautiful house and you're getting to see your children a lot more.
Yeah, but you're making out that he's living a better life. Leandra, just to say, you should be, do you know what I mean? You shouldn't be, I know it's easy to say you shouldn't be going into work, but you should be incredibly proud of yourself for what you've achieved.
That's exactly what I said. Thank you. And that's
your
what I said to Jay.
Also
that
something.
I'm not sorry for our situation. My child has a lovely home to live in, food in the fridge, but my child is taught that everyone is in different situations, different circumstances. Families are different.
And then let me just point out, this is a message for Jay from Dave. He says, people lived in abject poverty back then, which is true.
Yeah.
Is he suggesting that we all go back to living like Angela's ashes? And the point, Jay, that I'm not talking down to you, you know, you seem to have a great balance, a work-life balance. But
you also have a distorted reality of how easy it is
so
for
myself,
everybody else.
Myself, Katie, and Lee on the phone are all mortgage holders. Mm-hmm. So if we were to turn around tomorrow and decide... if we were to turn around and say, fuck the mortgage, we want to get social housing. If everybody did that, Jay, if everybody said, I don't want a mortgage, I want social housing, the whole country would collapse. Do you not see that?
No, it wouldn't collapse. How would it collapse? They built social housing.
How could you sustain 6 million
we're
people in
social
housing?
We're in a housing crisis as it is.
How come 90% of Europeans rent? They don't buy the houses. This is an English and Irish fucking thing. Okay, they rent. They rent all their lives and they're okay. So it's only over here. They build a social house. The only thing that happened is them builders and bankers wouldn't make as much money off you. These fucking investment funds. That's all that happened. Because how does
Jay, here's
do,
a question for you, okay? I like
really
to do both.
To I'm holding up a whole game.
Okay. Go on, we let you go. We're trying to get
gone,
you.
Is he?
Yeah. Man, he's not gone because he's fed up talking. He has to go. Here's Patricia. Let's hear what Patricia has to say.
Hi, guys. Great topic today. I just think some of the comments and some of the people's comments on the show there are just so judgmental. Every circumstance is different. I don't believe there's a perfect family nowadays. I don't believe there ever was or there ever will be. My circumstance is this. I run my own business as well and have been doing so for the last 11 years. And I got pregnant 6 months into setting up the business. So when I went on maternity leave and all with my force, I had to go back to work after 6 weeks. Now I'm fortunate enough that I only work a few hours in the afternoon, so I'm not gone all day or anything like that, and I don't work weekends. But the mum guilt I had with that was like off the charts. When I had my second, 3 years later, I took a year and a bit off, about 15 months off. I was breastfeeding for those 15 months, so I took them off. But to be honest with you, my daughter now, she's 10, and you know, I'm in the position that we have breakfast together every morning. I do the school run every morning. I pick her up from school. I mean, the three kids, bring them home. We have lunch together and all, and then I go off to work in the afternoon. I'm home and all by about 8:15 in the evening, so I get to do bedtime as well.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Lorraine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hey, lads. How are you?
Grand. Now, your other half, Jay, who's your husband now, by the way? Did you know that?
He is my husband.
They got married. When did you get married?
About a year ago, wasn't
it? In October.
Oh, lovely. Lovely. I always wonder about people who have gotten divorced and would do it again. Like, no, it's not again.
Way to shit negativity on it.
Oh my God. I was just thinking, would I ever do it again?
Adrian
says to me, you'd do it again. I don't think I would.
Well, you wouldn't find a man to do it again.
No, I wouldn't find a man to do it again.
You heard Jay there saying that we should all just live in social housing and bankrupt the country and put the country back into the dark ages. What do you make of what your husband said?
We were in a lucky position that I could give up work. Like, we were blessed that I could give up work and I was here for the kids. I was here for my kids. They weren't in crèches. Yes, I understand some people have to put their kids in crèches, and I'm not against that. I wouldn't have the same radical view Jay would have that all crèches are bad and stuff, but you have to go back to work. People have to go back to work. You have to put your child in crèches, unfortunately. I was just lucky enough that I could give up work because of Jay's job. I could stay at home with the kids and get them to school. As for the social health, that's an ideal world for everyone to live in social housing. Would it work in reality? Probably not.
No, not at all would it work. Absolutely. No. There's no way it would work. But as well, Jay was making out, you know, that it's the perfect life-work balance that he seems to have. But he's obviously working a lot, so he's not at home 7 days a week either, is he?
No, he's not home 7 days a week, but he has cut back his hours and he does get home more now. He does get home some evenings to the kids. And unfortunately with Jay's job, it's the type of job Jay has where he was gone, you could say, 6 days out of the week and it worked for us. But he is getting home now. We didn't have the perfect work-life balance for a while, but no, he is getting home a hell of a lot more now. Like, he is getting home to the kids a hell of a lot more and stuff like that. But just as I said, it just happened to be that his job worked out for us. And I understand, like, people have to send their kids to crèche.
But would you agree that if you did have a mortgage, if you were paying... you don't need to tell us, Lee's on the other line, you don't need to tell us how much your mortgage is, but I'd say it's fairly hefty, is it? Sorry, Lee, you there?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know you were addressing it to me. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, the thing is, when you're on your own, like, my mortgage is manageable, okay? But I bought, like, within reason of what I could afford, basically, which meant I didn't buy, say, the end terrace with a side entrance. I literally went to what my lender and the bank I could get mortgage-wise and stuck to that, like, strictly. So my mortgage is manageable, but to allow me for more things to come down the road for us all.
Okay, so, and that's my question to you, Lorraine. Things would be a lot different had you to hand over $2,500 a month in mortgage repayments, correct?
Oh, naturally. Naturally it would be. We were handing out $2,500 a month. Could I survive on Jay's wage? No.
Okay.
And that's being brutally honest.
So the only thing that's, and again, I'm not judging you for it, we all do what we have to do, but the only thing that is keeping your work-family balance that you guys have is the fact that this country allows you to have social housing.
Social housing, yeah. Because I do live in social housing, yeah, it has helped. It has helped a hell of a lot, the fact that, I didn't have to go back to work and that Jay's on a great wage. Yes, that, as I said, if I had a $2,500 mortgage, could I have sat at home with my kids? No.
So how long are you, when did you give up your job?
I gave up my job when I had my first son, who is now 13.
And you've young ones, younger ones though, don't you?
I do. I have my 13-year-old, I have a 9-year-old and I have a 6-year-old.
And do you want to go back to work?
I am going back to work. I'm going back in September. I'm starting an SNA course in September. Okay. And that was always my plan. When my youngest started school, I was going to go back and look for work. Yeah. So that was always my plan. So I got my course for September, and I will be starting in a creche in September. It's kind of like learning base. Yeah. It's learning base.
And are all your kids now, they're all in school, or either, are they all in school now at this stage?
They're all in school, yeah. My youngest started junior institution.
Okay, so they're all in school. So you got to see, and would you feel, do you feel like privileged because you got to see all the you know, the first steps and the first words and all that with your kids?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I love the fact that I got to see all the first steps, that I was here, one of them was sick, or I didn't have to give, like, I didn't have to take time off work. I didn't have to do that. I was here, and we are extremely privileged that Jay's job allowed me to do that.
Okay, here's a message from Angela who says, there you go. Jay is on a good wage. Oh, sorry, Jay is on a great wage. So why the need for social housing, if you want to address?
Because I don't work. Angela, I don't work. Jay's on a great wage, yeah. It was, as I've already said, and Jeremy's already asked me, if I was paying $2,500 of a mortgage, we wouldn't be able to survive on Jay's wage. Like, it just worked out for us the way it worked out. And I'd like to address one of the comments she put in the Facebook message. Jay's a fantastic dad, by the way, Angela. I didn't appreciate what you said in the comments.
What did she say? But by the way, Jay, you know, I don't know, but I would imagine the way he talks about his kids.
No, and she just said Jay doesn't see his kids from one end of the week to the other.
Okay, but sorry, she's there now. Angela, do you want to address that point you said Jay doesn't see his kids?
Sorry, can you just repeat that? Sorry, I got cut off there for a second.
So, Lorraine, sorry, what do you tell Angela what you're upset about, Lorraine?
It's just the way she put in, oh, look, they live in social housing, and as I replied to her, I was like, what's wrong with social housing? And how's for Jay not being home one end of the week to the other? He does get home, Angela.
No, my point wasn't that he lived in social housing. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But what I do have a problem with is Jay criticising people who have their kids in creche because two of them are working. Yet the two of you don't have to work because Jay's on such a great wage that you've chose not to work. You know, and you're in social housing, so you don't have mortgages to pay. You don't have all.
Do you think I get this social house for free? That I don't pay a rent, or that Jay doesn't pay a rent. No, but that I don't pay a rent. That I don't pay rent on this.
I can tell you, you are paying a lot less than anyone else.
Yeah. How do you know how much I'm paying on this? Because it goes off Jay's wage. So how do you know how much I'm paying on myself?
But no, hold on. He's on a great wage. He's on a great wage. You don't have to work. He's given all. He actually said himself, he preferred not to get a house and spend all the money on his kids. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So would you not prefer to have your own house and a roof over your kids' heads?
I have got a roof over my kids' head.
But it's not your house.
My kids are well. It's social housing, Angela. Yes, I live in a social house.
Jay is turning around and he is criticising both the parents that go out and work and put their kids in a creche. But those parents,
that's Jay's opinion.
Those parents are providing a roof over their head with mortgages, their own houses. But your husband is criticising people for that.
My husband's opinion. That's not my opinion. As I've already said, I commend people.
I didn't say it was your opinion. It's just I was asked to come on and ask you the question because it was Jay I was giving out about, not you.
Yeah, well, and it just, for Jay having that opinion, that's Jay's opinion. That's not mine. Yeah. I commend parents that go back to work. If that's what they have to do, fair play to you for going back to work. As I've already said, I was privileged enough.
Well, for going back to work. Fair play to you.
Oh, thank you.
You know, and you've done a great job. I've no problem with the idea with Jay, but I do have a problem in this, that he's criticising people because he can afford to have you at home with the kids. But one of the reasons he can't afford that, and you have to agree with this, is because you don't have mortgages.
I have agreed with that.
But it's because
I know I get that, and I've said that already. I said if I had a $2,500 mortgage, I've already addressed this, I wouldn't be in the position I'm in. But I don't get this social housing used like for nothing. I do pay rent on this. My house is not free.
I know what social housing's like. I know if you work you don't get it for nothing. I know all of it.
What was the comment you made? You said something about, I'm just trying to find the comment that you made, Angela. Is it gone?
She replied. I replied to it. She said,
I did see it here, but I'm looking through the thread here and I can't see it now, but...
No, it should be there. I can't remember now. And I'm on the phone, so I can't look up the freaking thing.
I think it's gone.
Okay, well, sorry, what was the comment?
She made it said something about Jay being off away 6 days a week or something.
Well, how many days a week is he off, Lorraine? It's none of our business.
It can depend on the weeks and stuff. Jay does go home to see the kids. He's not gone all the time. He does go home to see. And that just, when I read it, it just annoyed me. And I probably took it up wrong, Angela, but when I read it, it really annoyed me.
No. Like, I'm not saying that Jay is gone once a year. But what kind of annoys me is that it's like, okay, I can go out and work and my wife can stay at home and mind the kids. What about him looking after the kids? That's the way I look at it.
I'm sure Jay'd love to stay at home and look after the kids. As I said, it was my decision to stay at home. It had nothing to do with Jay. Like, obviously, it had to do with him working and stuff.
There's nothing wrong with the both of you making that decision. I'm not, you know... But my whole thing from this is that it came across like he was going, well, do you know what I mean? I earn enough money for my wife to stay at home and look after the kids. And everyone else should do that. But not everyone can do that because they have more.
And I understand. I understand that. And I understand that completely. And I was going to say commend the people that have to go back to work. And I commend them with that. Going back to work and doing that, and I have no issue with that. I have no issue with crashes. I have no issue with them. I just didn't want my kids in them. But if you need to put your kids in crash to go back to work, I commend you for that.
Let me go to Ed. How are you, Ed?
Hi, guys. Yeah, from my own experience, I was actually staying over in the crash.
What do you mean? You said this before, didn't you? It was a bit weird.
Yeah.
You slept over in a crash.
Yeah, like one or two nights or something like that. And I was enjoying it.
Where was this?
No, back home in Lithuania. I was really enjoying it. Like, I was only two when I joined. Yes, there were moments when I felt homesick, but I still stayed strong. I understood that both of my parents were working. I had to get up at 6 in the morning to go there.
Yeah.
But I still managed it and I still enjoyed it. And like the crack that we had
I have so many questions. First of all, how do you remember what happened when you were two?
I just go. I just go. Like, you know, like, the crack that we had there, like, I really do.
The crack you had, you're only two. You weren't cracking open cans of beer and stuff like that. I can't even remember what I had for breakfast. You remember? Okay, first question: do they have crèches in? Yeah. Do they have crèches in Lithuania where you can stay overnight, like a B&B?
Yeah, mine one. The one that I went to was specifically for visually impaired kids, and it was actually residential.
That's mad. So. You were able to stay overnight. Your parents left you there for 2 days, and you didn't get to see your parents for 2 days. That's not normal, is it?
Well, like I said, I just felt homesick. There were moments when I had the cry and all that kind of thing. But like one of the staff in particular, she was like my second mother. I was really close to her, and like I really did enjoy the time in the crèche and. Like, it was really great. And not that I wasn't looking forward to get back home. Yeah, I was getting excited when my parents collected me. But I was enjoying the crash as well. So, like, I don't see anything wrong with leaving your kids there. And, like, according to Jess, and Jess, if you're still listening, cop on to yourself.
Why does she need to cop on to herself?
Because she was saying, like, oh, what's the point? There's no point of having kids. Well, you don't have kids yourself either. And
oh, Jesus, don't say that. I don't say that. We're going to have her on the phone straight away now, spitting bullets as well. No, she doesn't have kids.
Oh, come on.
No, she doesn't have kids.
Put her on.
No.
Put her on to me then. Put her on to me then.
Can we go back to Ed for a minute? I need to further. And Ed, I do apologise. I'm very giddy today. So if I laugh, it's not nothing to do with you, okay? I'm just very giddy.
Yeah, right, yeah.
I had a massive coffee with loads of sugar in it before I started the show today. So just take us back to when you were two.
Yeah, okay. Well, obviously I can't remember absolutely everything. But like I do remember some crack that I had in there. Like, I mean, one of the times I remember when, you know, one of those, I don't know if they are around, but one of those cars that you can pedal around, like one of those big ones. I remember one of the times I was sitting at the back of it and another friend of mine that was also in the creche with me. He was cycling me around in the corridor. Like, it was great. It was absolutely great, guys. It's honest to God, it's such a great memory.
And you were
memory.
Only two, and you remember that
vividly. Katie. Clearly, vividly.
Yeah. Wish I could remember being two.
You can't even remember.
Well, I just have a great memory. I just don't know how I remember, but I just do. And like.
And you see, here's the thing. I think if they had, thank you very much for sharing those memories. What are you being so giddy
I'm
about?
Sorry, I'm so. I had a lot of sugar today. Me laughing is nothing to do with Ed. I swear. I had a massive coffee before he came, and I just can't. I can't deal with all the sugar. It's an overload.
Here's Keith.
It's different for the single parent. Whatever about to stay at home, but the other one is out walking. You know, but. A single parent like myself. Let's be honest. Who's going to hire me to go in? I'm going looking for fucking jobs. Do you want somebody walking out one job into another? Right? I'm fucking been out work for a bit now. Been trying putting CVs out there. They don't want to fucking know. They don't want to take it on. So what's all this about single parents? Somebody has to stay at home with the kids, and anyways, you know, like they can't leave them in the house on their own. But. You know, is it even fucking worth it these days?
Well, again,
the place is going to fucking shit.
Well, again, Keith, I would say you're doing the most important job, and I don't mean that. I mean this sincerely. When you have kids, your attitude changes. If I had done a podcast 10 years ago, yeah. Whatever, but minding kids, excuse me, and raising your kids is literally like that's my when people ask me, you know, obviously I have many jobs. If I got the moment, 7 jobs or something.
You've
like
got
that.
A lot of jobs.
And if you were to ask me. Which is the most valuable job and the most important job to me? What do you think I'd say?
Being a father.
Being a father.
Yeah.
100%. You know, everything else, working for companies and all that, working for the man, as the song goes, you know, you're just a number in a company. And companies will come and go and you'll be forgotten about.
Yeah.
And companies need to save a bit of money, they don't give a fuck about you. They will literally let you go at the drop of a hat. They won't remember you coming in. You know the way we know someone who works Saturdays when he doesn't even have to work Saturdays, goes into work on a Saturday. Why? Because he wants to show off to the company.
I'm like, sorry. I
okay. I was trying to have a serious conversation.
I can't.
Okay, shut her up for a sec. Anyway, the most important job that you can have, and this is to Keith and anybody else who is a parent, is being a parent. Because unlike a job in work, if you fuck up in work, it's no big deal. You know, if you fuck up in work, it's no big deal. But if you fuck up as a parent, it can affect your children right through their life. So you keep what you're doing, Keith, and maybe down the line, you will get a job somewhere, and I'm sure you will. Anyway, thank you very much to all your for all your comments. I'm just picturing Ed remembering cycling at 2 years of age. It's just it's brilliant.
I love Ed because you just never know what he's going to say.
Sorry, I interviewed, on a separate note, guys. I interviewed someone a few years ago, yeah?
Yeah,
that remembers being born. This is a true story.
No way.
Yeah, you know Nicolas Cage remembers being born.
You wouldn't want to remember that though.
Nicolas Cage remembers being born.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. He said it in interviews.
Oh, so it must be true. He said it.
No, but I spoke to someone who actually remembers the trip down the birth canal.
No.
Yeah.
My ass.
No, the birth canal. Two different things.
What was
it? Wasn't your ass.
Sorry, Ed. I just think Ed is brilliant because you never know. What was it earlier this week? He said again, we're doing a topic on something, and he said something.
I don't know. He said he was going to the shops when he was like 6 months old or something like that.
He said there was a 2-year-old.
I know. Anyway, thank you very much for listening to this episode. It was fiery, very, very fiery. Don't forget. Subscribe to Opinions Matter on Spotify. It'll save us having to remind you when we post a new episode. Just click the green bell on Spotify to get a notification every time we upload a new episode. And we will talk to you on the next one. Bye bye.